We are Group 17. Everything that you're about to hear was recorded separately, so we are able to accurately represent how we feel about this topic. Thank you for listening.
This is my country. What this means to me is a lot because coming from a Black American's perspective, there are many times where I don't feel like this is my country. And I do not feel accepted, right, because of the way Black people are treated. But in the reference of what Reverend Jackson said, growing up in a Christian home, we were taught to love always, to love beyond the barriers. Hate was basically a bad word in that home. We were taught to love everyone as God loved us, and I always have carried that in my heart. Even though Black people are heavily hated, have been robbed, and are seen as less than, I believe that through the power of love and the power of God, we can break those barriers and come together as one. Then whenever me and my Black brothers and sisters are treated the way we're supposed to be treated, this can and will be my country. But until then, when Black people are treated and seen as fully equal, this country cannot fully be my country. This country belongs to my ancestors. They fought for this country, built this country for free, and have been robbed of their culture. This country also belongs to the Native Americans. They were robbed of their culture. They were robbed of everything. This is not my country. They have been murdered and almost forgotten about. This can be my country whenever we unite as one and Black people and Indigenous people are treated like we are supposed to be. God bless.
I have always been proud to be an American. Being an American is founded in rich history and charged with a sense of patriotism like no other. I am proud of the role we play on a global level. Now we always search for the good and advocate for the little guy. I admire how we are a melting pot of different cultures, languages, and ethnicities. America is a place where we can see that we need to change, and we welcome an opportunity to grow. America is a place where hard work is the only limitation on success. We are ever growing and ever changing into a better nation. America means that I can be whoever I want to be, and that I have the freedom to pursue my own dreams. Because of this freedom, I can be a lawyer, doctor, politician, or even construction worker, even though I am a woman. I've seen the struggles of women in many other countries who don't experience the same freedom that I so often take for granted. Know that both I and my younger sister have the ability to make choices, design our own futures. I'm proud to be an American, not just on the days where we are succeeding, but even on the days that we are a struggling nation, because I see the potential and promise that will arise from overcoming our weaknesses and that we will turn them into our greatest strengths.
This is my country. I've been here all my life. And when I think of the United States, I think of how far we have come, but also how much further we have to go. America has so many opportunities to be successful for anybody to take advantage of. It is also one of the most diverse countries in the world when looking at culture and ethnicity, and there are so many positive things that I automatically think of and can be proud of. But there are also so many things that I know we need to work on to make our country better. When I think of America right now, I think of what is going on having to do with racial inequality and how people are being treated. And by drawing attention to that issue and hopefully being able to lessen its presence in our world, maybe some light can be shed on wage inequality, homelessness, racial gaps in education, and all the other ways that people are being treated unfairly. But something like equal opportunity that has so many people on their feet making a change is worth fighting for. I'm so incredibly proud to live where I do because of what we already have. One of the highest standards of living out of any country, the ethical law system, and a strong economy. So yes, where we are now is beautiful, but only because of the hardships and conflicts that are seen everywhere when looking throughout history. Everything positive that we see today didn't come without a struggle or a fight. So we are making history and will continue to do this as the country fights to be better. This is my country and I'm so proud to be here.
America's about the individual. Most nations are around, sort of organized around community concepts. There's definitely a community element to being an American, you know. That's not what your country can do for you, but that's what you can do for your country is part of it. But the founding documents really are about individuals being able to worship freely, speak openly, associate wherever they would like.
My name is Rohan Bafna, and I am from Riverside High School in Greenville, South Carolina. When I think about the idea, this is my country, a few things come to mind. First and foremost is the idea that we're all different. We all come from different places with different ideologies and different experiences. To me, that makes for a fantastically diverse environment where we all gain different valuable perspectives on the same issues. The second thing my mind thinks of is something that Representative Clyburn spoke about. When asked what he thought the American dream was, this was his response.
Opportunity is just one word. That's all the American dream is all about. And to me, all the other things that people talk about don't really matter. It is whether or not we create the atmosphere in the country that allows for opportunity to exist for each and every one of us. It's not guaranteeing success. You cannot do that. But you can guarantee opportunity for success. And that is what has been denied in all too many instances.
I resonate with this as the son of immigrants. When my parents came to this country, it was because of the opportunity they had to live a better life. When reflecting on my country, the one thing I think of is giving opportunity to people. Whether it's to go to college, get a job, or even go into politics, the U.S. is a place of opportunity. I agree with Representative Clyburn that the U.S. still has a long way to go in granting completely equal opportunity to everyone. But this is just one part of making a more perfect union. This is very clear in the protests that have occurred this past year. While it's saddening to see that the push for equality came because of the deaths of African American men and women, the progress has been undeniable in creating change and meaningful reforms. This is the most important thing, that we continue to strive for a more perfect union, that we acknowledge our shortcomings and work to improve them, and that we make a truly equal society. So, when I say this is my country, I mean this is the place where people of all backgrounds come together, where opportunity is granted to so many, and where we continue to improve and become a more perfect union. This is my country.